It's sad to think that what had been feared for generations had actually come to pass. I'm sure you remember the many times when the Lord cautioned and warned the children of Israel that they should not depart from his ways, but should follow his commandments. And if they were to do so and follow his ways, that the Lord would provide them this home in this promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey, and how wonderful it would be for them. As we read in Deuteronomy chapter 11, the Lord said, "Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not enticed, and you turn aside and serve other gods and bow down to them. And the anger of Yahuwah be fierce against you, and you will perish hastily from upon the good land which Yahuwah gives to you." So you see, the book of Daniel starts right at this worst possible moment that they could imagine. For the children of Israel had done what? They had abandoned the Lord. They had stopped keeping his word. They ignored his commandments. They were enticed and allured by other gods, and they were following and worshiping other gods. And then what happened to their peace and security in the land? King Nebuchadnezzar had come along, and it said the Lord had delivered the king of Judah into the hand of this foreign king, Nebuchadnezzar. You see, the children of Israel forgot something. They forgot those cautions and those warnings. And the heavenly doctrine tells us what our responsibility is. It's really a very simple thing. We say it is to follow the Lord. Well, hear how it is expressed in the doctrine concerning life. That religion is of life, and that the life of religion is to do that which is good. This is seen by everyone who reads the word and is acknowledged by him while he is reading it. When we read the word, don't we get the message that this is something we are meant to live? Religion is of life. The life of religion is to do what is good. We are to love our neighbor, to serve them. We are to love God and serve him. But this is what was forgotten. And so the children of Israel were made captive by the Babylonians. And it was a sad day in Israel. But was it totally sad, and was it all over for them? Well, the Lord provided that King Nebuchadnezzar would seek out the brightest and the best young men from the sons of Judah that he had just conquered. And so, who was brought before King Nebuchadnezzar? It was Daniel and his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And the king gave them new names. What was Daniel's new name? Belteshazzar. And the names of the others, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those would be the names as they would be known in the land of the Babylonians. So it seems that when all seems lost, the Lord provides that there will be those people who remain faithful to him. And here are some examples: Daniel and his friends. And we read in this story, Daniel chapter 1, how exactly they stayed faithful to him, to the Lord. You see, the king wanted all those who were under his care to have what he thought was the best food, food that was probably dedicated to the gods of the Babylonians. And among those foods would be perhaps some clean food, but also unclean food. And Daniel knew the word of the Lord. And there was food that they were not meant to eat. They were not meant to eat food that would be dedicated to false gods. So Daniel refused. But he offered an alternative. And he said, let us eat vegetables and water. Let us try this for 10 days and you will see. And how did that work out? After 10 days of this test or this trial, it turned out that they were very healthy, weren't they? So you see that the Lord works with those who follow him from the inside out to make good choices, even when bad choices are presented to them. We can choose the right thing if we think about the Lord. And you know, there's food we take into our bodies, but there's also food that we take into our minds, right? What do we take into our minds? We take in all kinds of knowledges and experiences, but the most special ones of all are the ones from the Lord himself and his word, of course. The knowledge is there, the stories, the principles, the doctrine, the heavenly doctrine that the Lord gives us. And when we take them in, we receive them into our memory. We hear them. And maybe for a time, they just kind of sit there till we call on those things that we've learned. When we think about what the Lord has taught us, we ruminate on them. And in that rumination or that reflecting, we see how the Lord's word applies to our life, how we can be better people, how we can avoid these dangerous influences, because there are a lot of dangerous things in the world, not just things that are of danger to our bodies, like food that is not healthy, but there's also things of experience and knowledge that is not healthy, that actually are like allurements that turn us away from the Lord, that inspire us loves that aren't from heaven, but from hell. As it is said, he has given food to those who fear him. He will remember his covenant to eternity. The Lord will give us the food we need if we ask him for it. Now, what about Daniel? Daniel in Babylon. Why Babylon? We'll say a few things from what the heavenly doctrines teach about this kingdom that overcame the nation of Judah. Babylon, or Babel, means the church consisting of those who, by means of the holy things of the church, strive to gain dominion over the whole world. Now, that might seem far-fetched, but there is an inspiration from hell that would have us be not satisfied till we can control everything in our environment, the things that are close to us and even the things that are distant. And that's this love of dominion represented by Babylon. And this dominion over the souls of men, not just commanding their bodies, but penetrating their minds and controlling their souls, claiming to themselves authority to save whomsoever they will. And these finally seek dominion over heaven and hell and make it their own. You see, Babylon is exactly the opposite of wanting to follow the Lord. What's the opposite of following the Lord? It's wanting to be God. How can anyone be God? Only God is God. But you see, if we turn ourselves so far away, it gets into something that seems totally insane, and it is insane. So in the beginning, the church is, as it were, in zeal for the Lord, in zeal for the word, for love and faith. and especially for the salvation of men. But in that zeal, the fire of domineering lies hidden. And in process of time, as dominion increases, this breaks forth. And so far as it comes into act, the holy things of the church become the means, and dominion itself is the end. That's a teaching we find in the Apocalypse Explained, number 1029. So, when we're presented with choices of following the Lord or following false gods, we really need to be careful, because if we don't follow Him, the alternative is perhaps even worse than we can imagine. Because evil wants to cloak itself to look appealing. After all, wouldn't King Nebuchadnezzar have been in handsome robes, and wouldn't he have had the most wonderful table setting as he was about to enjoy a feast? But remember, it was King Nebuchadnezzar that had taken the special vessels from the Lord's temple, and he took those vessels and he consecrated them to his false gods. So Daniel remained faithful. And so even in the midst of this world, which can seem confusing with people who follow the Lord and people we see that don't follow the Lord, we can make the right choices. And to these four children, we read in Daniel chapter 1, God gave them knowledge and made them intelligent in all learning and wisdom. And to Daniel, he gave understanding in all visions and dreams. So that can be what we strive for, to be as Daniel, with understanding in all the visions and dreams that the Lord reveals to us. Amen.